Take it to the top. To the top, not the bottom of the top. Top talent.
Welcome to Top Talent, the fascinating podcast about incredible talent residing or coming to Albany, New York's capital region, with your host, former radio personality and resident rhymer Richie Phillips. And now, without further blabbing from me, your virtual announcer, who really doesn't exist in the flesh, as if you couldn't guess, coming to you direct from his basement next to the hot water heater, here's Richie.
Aren't you impressed? Got myself an announcer, huh? My name is Richie Phillips, and this is Top Talent, and I don't have to explain what this is about because Mr. Big Voice already did it. This week, I have a very talented lady, and if you happen to be a glass half full person, I had to think about this. Is it glass half full or glass half empty? Glass half full, right? If you're a pessimist, yeah. Okay, if you're a pessimist, I should have just said that. If you're a pessimist, then this is the episode that you want to listen to, because she is a real positive thinker and is going to help you reset your brain and point you in the right direction to lead a more positive life. Don't we all need that right now? Wow. She's not only in the midst of writing a book, but she has climbed 46 area mountains, and that's quite the accomplishment. I'm tired even thinking about 46 mountains. I was proud of myself when I walked a dog yesterday. That's how high of a goal I set. I'm not going to keep going here because it's all explained in my episode. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you Paula Fidalgo here on
Top Talent.
All right, here we are. Now, I was trying to think of a great way to introduce this fine, fine guest I have. And I decided to write you a song. So
you
I have my piano. Always carry this. Now, I looked at my guest's bio. I looked at it on Facebook. You had a whole list of things. So I looked at it and I said, wow, I think I could actually rhyme this.
So here we go. I can't wait.
She's low. Can you hear my piano? Let me see.
I can. Yep.
There we go. Okay. She's loyal, dedicated. She's self-motivated. Don't you wish we had all those skills? Professional, exceptional, multi-directional, which is not in your bio, but it rhymed. That's how she pays all her bills. I said it, I meant it. She's people-oriented. She can help you with your marketing plans. And the part I'm really liking, she's much better at hiking than even the burliest man. Yeah, she's on my Top Talent show. She's Paula Fidalgo. Everybody give her a hand. Yay! I have no audience, but yay!
That was great. Love it.
There you go.
You're so talented.
Oh, no. It's all done with mirrors. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been excited. We've been talking about having you on for like, what, 6-7 months? Paula Fidalgo. It is
better
Fidalgo.
Better late than ever, right?
What's that?
Better late than ever.
Yeah, exactly. Paula Fidalgo. It is Fidalgo, right?
Yes, Fidalgo.
Okay. I just want to let you know that when I tried to get on your Facebook page, I did find Paula Fidalgo. I found Maria Paula Fidalgo from Rio de Janeiro. Do you know there is a Paula Fidalgo?
There is another Paula Fidalgo that I'm actually friends with, but she's from Portugal, Lisbon.
Interesting.
There's probably a lot of Paula Fidalgos. It's Portuguese.
So it's Portuguese? That's your family's Portuguese.
But I'm not Maria. Usually everybody who's Portuguese, well, not everybody, right. But most women have Maria in there somewhere. Paula, Maria, Paula, whatever. But
exactly.
My mom just wanted Paula.
But okay, great. I have an Aunt Paula. I always like the name Paula. So out of all the things that you do, because you seem to have... You've succeeded in so many different things. You're in, and I don't think that's a bad thing, do you?
No, I don't. Because as long as you're passionate about it,
right,
you can do, your mind can go so many places, and you can just, I believe that you can do anything you put your mind to.
I always see that in your, whenever you do a post, you always seem to throw that in there, which is, no, that's true.
It's the truth. And, you know, I like to be diverse and try different things.
Right. And you have. You've done everything from wedding planning to marketing, right?
Yes. And I actually, the wedding planning was part of a TV series.
Oh, right.
I used to work for Look TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I interviewed different people to talk about, you know, advice for wedding planning and all that kind of stuff. So that was part of that.
And there was also a pageant that you won back in several years ago.
Yes, that was in 2015 and 2016. So it was the first one. I came in second place, and that was Miss Northeast. And then second year, one of my sponsors wanted me to run again. And at first I thought, I don't want to do this because it's a beauty pageant, but it was not that. It was,
yeah.
It's about the community service. So huh. I looked into it and I said, okay, I could do that because it's not about the looks. It's about what you're actually doing. So walk the talk. So I did, and I came in first, represented New York. And it was a competition in Virginia with women from all over the country. So women from every state. So that was exciting. When they called my name, you know, I was in La La Land. I don't know. Of course, I wanted to win because that's why I was there.
Right, right.
But they called my name, and then they called my name second time, and then finally I go, oh my God, they just called my name. So I started crying, and my aunt from Massachusetts, she goes, oh, that was part of the act, right? And I go, no, there was no act. That was just the excitement that was coming from within me from giving the platform a voice, because my platform that year was Breaking the Silence of Domestic Violence.
Right,
and
I saw that.
Sad. But I feel that in order for your platform or your mission, something to have a voice, it's almost as if you need something to go along with it to be credible and,
sure.
you know, for people to actually pay attention to it.
Right.
So it really meant a lot to me. And the emotions just came out, and that was not an act. That was crying of excitement.
Did you get a crown? I mean, did they?
I got a crown. I don't have that. I have everything else. I'm prepared, but I did not have that.
No crown. But out of all the things that you have done, I mean, you've done, you've been a speaker as well, right? You've done speaking.
Yes.
You did a TV show.
I MC the Autism Walk in Schenectady every year, which is a great event. Unfortunately, now because of COVID, I'm sure it's different. But every year I kick it off and introduce the assemblyman, senator, congressman.
That's great.
Everyone who's there participating. So that's a great event.
Well, you've always been connected with the community. And I remember working with you when you did the parenting show.
Yes. And that was, you interviewed me, I believe.
Yep.
No, you hosted the Parent of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was at the Mohawk River Country Club.
That's right. Right over here in Niskayuna. Yeah, that was a great event as well. So you've done so many things. So if
I just, you know what it is? I love people.
Yeah.
And I know that's a big statement, but it's, I love life. I love people. And if I can do anything to make the world a better place, I'm all for that.
Which is great. So you must be totally frustrated with the pandemic.
Not really.
No? Well, no, you're positive.
No. I, at first, when the whole thing came crumbling down and we had the first lockdown.
Right.
I was watching the news and then I decided, oh my God, we're going to be in trouble. We have to turn this off. And I actually canceled my cable and I stopped watching. And that's when I created the Positive Thinking with Paula, because there's so much negativity. And it's funny because we tend to focus on the negative all the time, but if you focus on more positive is going to happen in your life. And that's what I do.
And I get criticized a lot, my wife and I, because she's more in your camp, and I'm a glass half empty person. Like when I wake up in the morning, I kind of am. I don't know. When I wake up in the morning, for some reason, I'll come down and say, this person's got COVID. Or, you know, I like, it's the first thing I see. Because it is bad for you. You know, if the first thing you see is negative, it sets the tone for the whole day.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's important for people not to watch news so much.
Right.
You can go online, and that's what I do. I get the top news of the day. I go online and okay, I'm up to speed on what's going on, but I do not engage into debates on social media.
Yep.
I do not spend the whole entire day watching the news, because unfortunately it's not like what it used to be where you report both sides of the story. So it's depressing. You can get depressed if you're watching that all day.
Absolutely.
And it's you need to get out there. Go smell the flowers. Go watch the leaves blowing, the trees and all that, you know.
Or go hike a mountain. You know, go hike
go
something.
Go hike a mountain. I mean, I hiked 46. Look.
Yeah, I really want you to explain that. How did that get started?
I finished. I completed my journal. I'm waiting for my number. And I... this was interesting. It started in 2015. I was up in Lake Placid, and there was this gentleman that was surrounded with all these people, and there was this lady that was in her 90s, and I went up to them and I said, oh, are you guys celebrating? I thought it was her birthday. And he says, no, I just finished the 46 high peaks in the Adirondacks. I'm a 46er and my whole family is here. We were at Whiteface. And I said, oh, what is that? And he explained to me, and I go, I want to do that. So then I just added another thing to my resume.
Right.
You know? And the first one that I did was Phelps. And this was funny because I like to have pretty nails. I'm a girly, you know? And I'm going up the Phelps. I hated it. I thought, oh my God, this is hiking. This is not fun. And some lady passes me and she looks at me and she goes, oh, this one with the pretty nails, she's never going to make it up there. Well, guess what? I made it up 46.
Wow. So the average hike is how many hours?
Well, the longest one, let's start with the shortest one. The shortest one, I think, was, well, Phelps and Cascade and Porter are probably the shortest ones. I did, my last one was Big Slide, which was, for me, 6 hours. Of course, there's people who I say they're not human, they're from Matrix. They'll probably do it in an hour and a half, right? But the longest one, and this year I did 3 weekends in a row back to back.
Wow.
And it was 15. I actually wrote them here so that I wouldn't forget.
Yeah.
Or mess it up. So when I did the Seward, Emmons, and Donaldson in Seymour, that was 15 hours.
Seymour, New York? I never heard of it.
Well, it's the mountain. Yeah.
Oh.
One of the high peaks.
Wow.
So those four. 15 hours. That was the longest hike ever. And the last 3 hours, my feet were killing me. I just wanted to cry. But you can't, because I say it doesn't matter how fit you are. I believe that hiking is 80% mental. You have to be mentally prepared. And I use this as part of my training for positive psychology in the brain. So I said to myself, oh my gosh, I have 3 more hours to go. How am I going to do this? So I started focusing, and this is where I started training the brain on everything that I possibly could, except for the pain that I was having on my feet.
Right.
And it worked.
And it worked?
It worked. And then I did another one. So these were 4 mountains, 4 of them, 15 hours. But then I did one alone that was 15 hours itself, and that was Allen. And I thought it was fun. A lot of people say it's difficult because it has what they call the red slime. So it gets very slippery and it can be very dangerous. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was very long. And my favorite one was Algonquin and Iroquois. Those were fun. And my last one was Big Slide. And I dedicated that one to, I dedicated it to my dad, who passed away in February.
Wow.
And I did a sunrise because my dad taught me how to appreciate the sunrise and the sunset.
That's nice. That's so nice.
I wanted to dedicate that to him.
You left a flag for him at the top?
I did. I was trying to hold my flag, my 46er flag, but it was windy and it was so cold because I got there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Two
in the morning, and it was so cold. I had a blanket. I brought coffee up there because the plan was gonna make coffee.
Right.
Yeah, right. I didn't want coffee. I just wanted to take the picture, wait for the sun, and go back down and have breakfast.
Now, when you do these, do you go alone? Do you go?
No, I do not.
I was gonna
alone.
Say. So
and
who's
I
your hike?
People oh. do not. And this year, because there are so many hikers out there, you see and you hear so many stories
yeah.
about people hurting themselves. It's so dangerous, and you could be like a pro at it, but if you put your foot in the wrong way, you turn around, and that's what happened to a lady who was hiking with her husband and her son, and they were behind her. She just turned around, and when she turned around, her foot hit the edge, and she went tumbling down. So I never go alone. Never. I went with one of my friends, Dave, who was a 46er.
Mm-hmm.
He offered to help me at the end. I went with you meet people, so then you start hiking with them.
Okay.
Stephanie, Patty, Jim, Marla, who right. started her 46 on her 46th birthday. I mean, the experience is amazing. Okay. My first question when I started, that tells you what kind of hiker I am. Where's the bathroom?
Well, that would be my first one.
And they go, Paula, the bathroom is right here. I go, where? The fourth. I go, oh my God, I can't go to the bathroom here.
Fourth tree from the left, right?
Right. So that was very challenging for me. The whole experience was challenging itself. And it's amazing when you get to the summit and you're like this tiny amongst this enormous, it's like a whole new world up there. And that's amazing. It's fascinating. It's breathtaking. Like I had moments where when I got to the top and it just comes from within you, it's like, whoa.
That feeling.
It is so cool. It is so amazing. And you just pictures towards the end, I wouldn't even take pictures because I go, this doesn't even right. portray the beauty of it.
It's got to be 3D pictures, right?
Oh my God. It's an amazing experience. And this was funny too. Like I was coming down, I did Gray and Skylight. So I did two that day and I was coming down and I bumped into a Facebook friend from the Adirondack Hikers page. Never met him before, but then I go, oh my God, John, hey, I did two today. How many did you do? And he goes, I did 10. I go, what?
10?
How? 10. There's this amazing woman who did all 46 in, I believe it was 3 days. I don't know how they do this, but there are so many people who just run through these things past you. And it's amazing.
Well, when you drive to Lake Placid, because my son, when you drive to he went to Plattsburgh. And so he always used to go to Whiteface Mountain and that type of thing. And we've been to Lake Placid many times. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about hills and yes. mountains in yes. those areas. When you drive on the way there from the Northway up that whatever that road is through Keene and all that area, yes. you always see people parked on the side. So are those yes. some of the places that they're hiking?
Those are some of the wow. Hiking trails where they start. They're different spots, you know. So, right. And this year, because of COVID, there's so many people hiking that they've cut parking. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there.
You got to keep your social distance on a mountain.
I mean, you have the masks out of courtesy for other people. I was lucky that, you know, the days that I went, not a lot of people, but I've seen lines of people trying to get on to the trails from pictures. So, yeah, but you're outside. Outside in the nature.
But I can't imagine, as much as I'm a big pro mask person, I can't imagine having to wear a mask with you need all that energy to climb up a, you know, I can see a lot of cheating going on there.
All the energy.
Nobody's going to have a mask for that.
Slide. Okay. I had done 45. Wow. So, and this was 3 days in a row and I'm excited because I'm finishing. I'm going to get there.
Right.
I'm going to get there. But then my legs were so tired. My whole entire body was tired. I had no energy left. And I'm going, God, please just give me a little more energy because I need to get there. And then all of a sudden I'm there and I was so excited. Yes.
Stupid question, but
that's what happens. And the scariest one was, okay, the Saddleback Cliffs. This was the scariest. I say I hated this one, but I love it because it was so dangerous. When I got to the cliffs, I looked at my friend Dave and I go, okay, you're kidding, right? We have to climb up this. And he goes, yeah, we have to go up. I said, this is mission suicide. There is no way I can climb up this.
There's no ropes.
There's cliffs that are no ropes. No. So he says to me, this is like a big guy, right? I'm a little girl, right? So he goes, okay, so you're going to hold my foot. And then I'm going to jump and I'm going, oh my God, what? My legs start shaking because I was so scared. I'm scared of heights, right? So we're counting and I'm going, oh my God. And that's where, again, it kicked in. And I said, all right, Paula, stop, because you can die here. If you put your foot in the wrong place, you make the wrong move, you're going to die. If you fall backwards, you're dead. So knock it off, because you need to help him so he can help you. And that's, for half an hour, we did this for half an hour to get to the top. And the adrenaline pumping. I've never hugged a rock so much and talked to a rock like I did that day for that half hour. And but the experience was amazing. It was, we were in sync, and at one point my glove, because we had gloves, you know, with the rocks.
Right.
My glove almost slipped from when he was pulling me up, and that was scary.
And it has the word cliffs in the title of this.
Yes, so. The Saddleback Cliffs.
Cliffs.
That are, yes. And then after we got to the top, I looked down and I was so excited. And I go, yes, but I'm never going to do this again. This is a one lifetime thing. And I said, I don't know how people do this going down.
Oh, yeah.
I would never do that. I would cry and turn around.
Me too. You're listening to Top Talent with my guest, Paula Fidalgo. This is really interesting, boy. I'll tell you, she's an inspiration. We're going to get back to her right after this word. Nope. I got no word because I got no sponsor. If you'd like to be a sponsor, you could have a top spot right here on Top Talent. All you got to do is email me at richie1077@gmail.com. I do this show out of the goodness of my heart, but we haven't eaten in 6 months. So, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, if you'd like to be a sponsor, I'd love to have you on here. So give me a buzz on email and I'll put you right in here. But I do have a public service announcement because I kind of wrote you a little song to remind you to do something.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah. Get the soap going. Get the water flowing. Front, back, wash your hands. Please, without fail, get underneath the nails. Front, back, wash your hands. No time to be a cynic. It's a global pandemic. This little song is 20 seconds long. It's done, and so are your hands, they're clean.
You have a book about positivity, yes. About thinking positive, living positive.
I used the hikes towards this year and last year. I used the hikes to prepare, to train the brain, because it's amazing. You can do, okay, and I know people are listening to this and or watching and saying, yeah, okay, whatever. That's you saying this, but I'm telling you right now, you can do anything. You put this working, you can do anything. You can accomplish anything if you put the little work into it. As long as you're putting something into it, you can't just sit on your couch and say, oh yeah, okay, let's make it work.
Right.
It's not magic, okay? But you can. I mean, it's, the brain is amazing. And that's seriously, that's where I trained the positive. I'm taking the certification for the positive thinking and the two combined, and I was doing this, and it's fascinating.
So you're saying, let me get this straight. Let's say I'm working on a project. I don't know. Let's say I'm writing a blog. Let's say I'm a blogger. I'm writing a blog, and I've got brain drain. I can't think of the next thing to write. I'm no good.
That's good.
No, but
time out, you know, and go outside. And one thing that people forget, and that I learned throughout these hikes, we forget that we have to breathe. And breathing is so important. Breathing, you know, go outside, train yourself to breathe. Like, listen to your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take your time. It's so important. When I was hiking, I would do that. I'd get so tired. And then I'd remember what I learned from positive psychology. And, I do the exercises, and then all of a sudden I'm not tired anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, oh my God, I'm in the flow. Like, I feel, sometimes I felt like, oh my God, I can fly. No, I couldn't.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, if you're having a writer's block, just stop. Like, we all have to stop. And trust me, like from my bio, you can tell I'm always on the move. I'm always going, I'm always doing stuff. But I do take, like today, for example, I didn't do anything today.
Mm-hmm.
I take time. It's important for us to take care of this,
right.
Take care of ourselves. So if you can't get your juices going, stop, go outside, and just, even if you're just sitting out there watching the leaves blowing with the wind, you know, like something like that,
mm-hmm.
makes a huge difference.
I think I wanted to take it a little bit further. Let's say, again, you're a blogger, you're typing, and you've been blogging for weeks, and you say, you know, I'm just no good at type. I'm no good at this. You know, you're that type of personality. Do you think it helps not only to go outside, but should you take on a task like climbing a mountain, doing something and accomplishing something outside of your comfort range? Does that help you come back and say, wow, I'm successful at something. Now I go back and I'm a great blogger. Does it work that way?
No, because when you think like that, It's you have a fixed mindset, meaning you think that you're not good at the writing, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody can go out. I mean, it depends what you want. Like, I challenge myself because I like to challenge myself. I like to have something to always look forward to and to challenge myself with, like, mini goals, right? With that said, it doesn't mean that, okay, I'm going to go hike 46 mountains and I'm going to come back and I'm going to be the best writer in the world. No.
But it helps you become more positive.
Anything will help. You can take a walk for 5 minutes. You can go on a bike ride, like anything that connects us to nature, because this is the thing that I think we forget.
Right.
We are more than just our bodies, you know, like we need to connect to the universe, like energy, we're energy. So we need to be out there. Like, even if you can't concentrate, I tell my 17-year-old all the time, focus, focus. And he's like, Mom, stop saying that. But it's the truth. Like, we have to, it's almost like a timeout. You have to take a timeout. You have to focus. So if it's climbing a mountain, see, I did it. I loved to go out there. And if I was stressed, just, I'm climbing today. My phone's not going to be working because you have no service. And you come out of there and it's like therapy. You mean, you're 15 hours.
Right.
If that therapy doesn't work, then I don't know. Then just.
But it's more than therapy. I mean, in that sense, it's a major, major accomplishment. It's something nobody else does. So if I had done that, I would come back. This is what I think I'm saying. I would then go to the piano and say, I did that. I climbed a mountain. I'm going to learn Bruce Hornsby's, you know, like a really hard song. You know what I mean? One, it gives you more of a sense of accomplishment, and I can tackle anything. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Well, yes. It was funny because when I finished, you know, when you get to that point where you have 2-3 left, you want to get it done.
Yeah, right.
And I was so exhausted that it seriously didn't kick in until like 3 days later.
Sure.
And that accomplishment, it's not that it gave me the boost to, okay, I can do anything and I can conquer anything.
No.
Because it's I don't know. It's just one piece of my life. You know what I mean? Like, it was something that I wanted to do. I put my mind to it and I said, you know, I'm going to do it. And I did. And I don't quit. Quitting is not part of my vocabulary.
Right.
So if I start something, I have to finish, even if I don't like it.
Yeah. But there's an example of something that you couldn't quit. Otherwise you'd still be on that mountain. You know, like you had to complete that. So it teaches you to complete things.
There is no choice at that point. You have to keep going.
Right, yes. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I saw some other subjects that you've covered on your YouTube channel, like how to be flexible and fit during a lockdown, which I thought was interesting too. I mean, doing exercise really helps you feel positive and feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
Especially with what's going on.
Oh my gosh, it's so important. And I actually talk about goals, achieved another goal yesterday. I was trying for the past year to see if I could weigh the same thing that I was. And this was because somebody had a post on Facebook about asking, oh, do you weigh the same thing that you did when you were in high school? And I saw this and I go, maybe I could do that. Let's see, how long is it going to take me? And I got on the scale yesterday and I'm actually a half a pound less than what I was in high school. So I go, yes. And my daughter goes, hey, you weigh the same thing that I do. And I go, oh, that's right.
Well, you climb 46 mountains, you tend to lose weight too.
But I've been working out, and I'm not like a crazy workout, you know, person where I have to work out for 3 hours a day. No, but I do notice, and I've tested this out. I didn't for 3 weeks, and you feel you don't have as much energy. So if you go work out, even if it's at 6 o'clock at night, you just get this boost that all of a sudden you feel that you can do anything and conquer anything.
Definitely.
And if you can do this every day, and now it's harder because it's dark at night.
Mm-hmm.
So many mornings, I just rather stay in bed, but I get up at 5 and I go and I do my thing. And you start the day and you just feel so much better and you feel so accomplished that way. And it's important. And they say too that with COVID that you should be working out and you should be eating healthy and doing all that. So why not? Mm-hmm. I want to live forever.
Exactly. No, it's
so it is important. It's, you know.
No, it's a good subject. I'm glad I had you on because especially with COVID, you see so many people
I know there's a lot of controversy over this because again, COVID, where it's a tough time that we're living and people are scared, but these places, they have to, if they're open, they have to follow guidelines and they are following the guidelines. Yeah. They are cleaning this stuff, disinfecting, you are 6 feet apart. We've been working out outside, so we're far from people.
Right.
And you're outside. I mean, now it's going to start getting colder, but they're pretty creative. They have screens. You can be inside. You can still be outside. It's up to you what you're comfortable. So it's pretty safe, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to someone who is stuck? I'm trying to make a list here. You would say who's stuck inside working at home. That's another thing, too. People are... they're stuck at the computer hour after hour after hour. So you're saying get out.
Get out. Go do something. Even if you can't go to the gym, go out. I mean, this was the first time when COVID hit. I had five bikes in our garage. They were broken for the past 3-4 years. We finally fixed them and we were going out. And you're bonding with your family too.
That's a great thing too.
So it's not just about you going out and getting some exercise. And I say this, like my mom laughs at me and she says, I need to start acting my age. And I'm like, what does that mean? Oh man, I don't know what that means. But I say, Mom, we have to keep moving because if you really think about this, and this is my theory, okay? Now you're going to think, oh wow, she's really out there. But no, when you're a child, right? You're a kid, you're out there jumping, jacking, you know, jumping on the trampoline, you're flipping, you're biking, you're skateboarding, you're getting hurt, you're doing all these kind of things, jump roping and all that, right? We don't even think about it when we're kids. We start getting like teenage years. Now kids do a lot of sports, so they're still active. But then we start getting in our 20s and we don't do as much physical activity that we used to do because now, oh, I got to pay bills. I have to become serious. Like who says we have to become serious and stop having fun or doing things like, and it's like when you go to physical therapy, why? So that you can keep your joints moving. So that's my theory. Like we have to keep moving. If we keep moving, we're going to be okay when we get to our 80s.
Yeah.
And our 90s and hopefully older.
Well, that kind of triggered something I was thinking about. You don't see as many kids, especially with COVID. You don't see a lot of people out, like even in our neighborhood. You know, you think you would see kids playing on the lawn or playing around. I feel very bad for kids these days, too, because they're being taught, because of the pandemic, to watch out for people. You better not go outside. Halloween. Right. I don't know about Halloween. We shouldn't go out for Halloween. And it makes sense. If I had a young child, I wouldn't want them out at Halloween this year.
That will be interesting. I will still have candy so they can come to my door.
Right. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids and it's interesting every day and it's challenging and it's fun and they keep me young and I love them.
That's great. And how are they dealing with school and everything?
They are dealing with it like everybody else. Yep. You know, they're cautious. They have tons of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
My son is in the high risk category. So right now I switched. He's going to be online every day instead of going to school because he's more exposed dealing with, you know, all the grades. And my girls go Monday and Tuesdays, and then the other days are online.
Well, so you're teaching them to be positive.
Yes. I try to teach them what I know. And it's hard because I think part of the training of becoming positive is doing things like positive affirmation. It just doesn't happen from one day to the next. You're like, yay, I'm like super happy. There's so many techniques that you have to do. And I think it's your life experience. So they say your struggles, it's what's going to make you overcome that. And it's from overcoming that you're going to learn because if you don't have it, everything is perfect. You're not going to learn anything.
Right. Exactly.
So it's from those setbacks that have taught me, and I've learned strategies to be where I am today. Mm-hmm. So I can switch my brain, and instead of focusing on negative things, I pick the positive things out of bad situations. And I think that's what people need to do. Like, we are in a bad situation. Things usually get worse before they get better. So I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, look around, you know, but you have to look at the positive things mm-hmm. around you, and then that's going to spread. It does. I mean, I love my life, and
It shows.
If people see my bio and follow what I've gone through, it has not been pretty. And I've overcame all of that. And I do believe that you create your own story. So mm-hmm. if I want to be stuck back in the past, I'm not going to move forward. It's like a train, you know, mm-hmm. do you want to be in that train and stay still? Or do you want to keep moving forward? And if you want to keep moving forward, you have to learn to pick the best and savor all the beauty that we have around us, like the little things, even like food, like when you're eating, instead of, you know, because we're busy all the time, like I'm trying to learn this now and slow right. down when I'm eating and savor it, like right. smell it, taste it, like the simple things that give us so much joy and that make us like at peace. Like I'm at peace with my life, you
That's
know,
great.
I have no regrets, and it's beautiful.
Yep.
I love where I'm at today.
And to have that attitude in this environment right now is an amazing thing. I read something really interesting from this doctor. And after I read it, I was like, wow, I don't know if I'm really depressed or it really turned me around. It's about COVID. He said that if everybody, he basically said the way things are right now is the way it's going to be. And I went, oh, right. my God. And if you spend your life now trying to say to yourself, I can't, you know, I want it to be the way it used to be, you know, and you watch TV and you yeah. see it, that's going to make you unhappy. You have to yeah. savor the way it is now and learn how to deal with it. Otherwise, you're going to be eternally unhappy, because there's going to be masks for a very long time.
Right.
Even with vaccines and everything else, this is the new normal. And right. when I was finished reading, I was like, ooh, this is the way it's going to be for years. But yeah, you know, it's either the glass half empty or the glass half full.
You have to get used to it. This is what it is today. So yeah. this is the present, and you have to adjust to it and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. So how do we make the best out of it?
That's right.
And that's what we have to do. I have to get the plug because I think I'm out of battery.
Oh.
So
yeah, I want to. Okay, I'm talking to an empty chair. So anyway, empty chair. How did you get started as a chair? Okay, there she is.
I'm back. So, yes, we have to adjust to the circumstances, and you pick little things of what you have today and, like, be grateful,
mm-hmm.
you know, be grateful. And I always think there's somebody out there that has worse than I just had right now. I mean, February, for example, my dad died with stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
And he was doing great. My dad was doing fine. And then all of a sudden he wasn't. And we discovered he had stage 4 and it was spread all over, and he did chemo and he didn't make it.
Wow. I'm very sorry.
And I was, as a positive person, thinking, oh, how am I going to get out of this one?
Mm-hmm.
How can I explain? Because when I tell people something, I back it up, you know? And I thought, how am I going to find the good in this? There is no good here.
Mm.
And I struggled for a couple of days with that. But then I looked at all the memories that I had with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at all the pictures, all the video, all the time that we spent together.
Yeah.
And that is what has helped me to look at the positive side of it. And then I thought, you know what? That was in February. That was a week before I was out of the country for 21 days because my dad was in Portugal. And I was there for 21 days. I got back, and a week later, we got the shutdown and COVID, wow. all of that. And my dad had over 400 people at his funeral. And we say, you know, when you look at the bright side of this, because death is never bright, but if it was today, my dad wouldn't have had anybody at his funeral.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to fly we all went there. My kids went there. I went there. My brother was there. We were all there. And the outcome was, would have been the same, you know, when you have stage four, it's, my dad was 80. So
too young.
Yeah. And I look at the memories, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, we have to, we can't be stuck back there.
You're
we
right.
We have to keep moving forward, and you can change your story. And I know sometimes people say, well, that's because your life is perfect. Oh, my life isn't perfect. And if anybody out there thinks their life is perfect, I got news for you. It's not.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It is not perfect. No. There is no thing as perfect, but I do believe that you can change your story. Mm-hmm. So positive affirmation, that's how I started. I mean, my life came crumbling in 2011. That was like my first trauma. And I started doing positive affirmations. You say things in the morning, and I just kept repeating these. And when you repeat, you start believing in that. And that's the important thing, is like what you believe. What you believe, like today, I live by, and again, you don't have to be religious. I am. And I live by a scripture, a quote from the Bible that says, be anxious for nothing, because by prayer and supplication, everything's going to be okay. And that's, even if you're not religious, like, you put that out to the universe and you're going to be okay, because there is something out there that is more powerful than us. And you, if you believe in that, truly believe in that, it's going to be okay. You're going to be fine.
Now, you wrote a book, right, about this?
I have, yes. So I have a book.
Plug the book.
I can't yet. Oh. It's still in the editing phases.
Oh, you were holding up a book before.
It's because my book is based on a true story. It's based on my second collapse in 2016, which was horrible. And I mean, again, oh. If people aren't familiar with my background and you read my book, you will be astonished by the fact that I'm able to be so positive today when wow. I had to go through all of that.
Oh.
And that, I think, is a testimonial right there. So there's, it's taking a little bit longer because, you know, I want to make sure legally that everything is perfect.
Oh, wow. So, oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's going to be a bestseller. See, I'm saying it's going to be a bestseller. I know it's going to be.
By
a bestseller.
Not telling us what it's about, it makes me want to read it. I like that marketing strategy.
I have people asking me, what is it going to be about? Well, you have to buy my book.
Oh, yeah. It's marketing. That's why you're in marketing.
You have to buy the book. But I'm working on the website because we're going to launch everything at the same time. So the book, the website, and I'm working on my certification with a positive psychology. So I started taking the class 2 years ago in New York City, but now with COVID, we do the classes online, and it's great experience too, because I'm online with people from all over the country, all over the world. It's awesome.
I know you got to learn Zoom.
Yes. And we hear all these different from all states and countries, what people are going through. And it's what I'm saying, like, you might think you have it bad. There's people out there that are in a worse situation than you.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to be fine. You're going to overcome it. And it's going to make you so much stronger. And that's how I live every day.
No, you're an inspiration. Really. You really are. And I hope people watch this. I really do.
I think sometimes, you know what it is? I think that people forget about the inner child that we have inside. And I think that's where my mom's like, you need to start acting your age, Paula.
Yep.
I want to be 20 all forever.
Me you know? Too.
Because that's what I think. I laugh at myself and people forget. You have to laugh every day. I laugh every day. I laugh. You know, we have muscles here. We need to like laugh. And when you laugh, it's, oh my God, everything lights up, you know? And it's, we forget to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about your inner child that's in there that needs to come out. And who cares if you're a goof or if you're doing TikToks with your kids?
Yeah, I've seen those. They're great.
Silly, and I don't know the steps. I don't care. I'll laugh at myself, you know?
That's great.
And yeah, you just have to. I think people are too serious.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're too serious, oh, you know what it is? Like, we need more love. That's a thing. Like, we need love. And it's not just like love boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It's like loving everybody because we're humans. And I don't know, like, people just don't treat people nice. And it's
especially
sad, like, you know, seniors. And yeah, like, you see people, I mean, now we have masks, so you can't really tell if people are smiling or not. But you still can, because if I'm smiling, my eyes are smiling, you know, and it's wave at somebody, you know, let somebody go through with a car and don't just be nice and love people. I think we need more of that. And I think if we had more of that, we'd be in a better place.
You find yourself becoming a little more antisocial, like, you know, you walk and somebody's too close to you and does he have a mask? Does he not have a mask? And, you know, you become that. You could become a real paranoid person if you let this get to you. You know, you have to learn positive.
If you take the precautions, you stay 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody's closer to you and you want to be 6 feet apart and they're not like exactly, they're 5 feet, then you move back. Like, why do you have to have an attitude with a person?
Right.
You know?
No, I know.
Just you pick and choose your battles. And you know, how do you want to live? Do you want to live miserable and unhappy and grouchy every day? Or right. Do you want to be happy? You know?
Yeah. It's changed the whole world. It's changed even the way little kids, how they're going to be in little cubicles in class and they can't joke around with each other. You want to be able to, you know, throw a spitball at somebody else or poke
you
them.
You one of those kids.
Now you're in it. Now you're in a plexiglass cubicle and I don't know. It's changed. Well, I've really enjoyed this and I really hope that, a lot of people see it because I think it's really needed right now is ways to stay positive and change your brain, change the way you think.
And change your brain and it's think outside of the box.
Outside of the box.
Change your mindset. The stuff, a lot of people say, oh, it's because I was raised up. No, it's not. Okay. Because 40% of it is under your control.
Yeah.
60% of it, they say, you know, it is based on stuff like that. But right. 40% is a lot. So with those 40%, you can do a lot.
Exactly. So what's your website? Do you have what's your Facebook page? How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. Facebook, Positive Thinking with Paula.
Right.
Everybody can reach me on there and send me a message.
Okay.
And I will respond.
I better write that down too. Positive Thinking with Paula. Okay.
The website will be Positive Thinking with Paula as well. We got the domain. It's almost ready to launch, but not yet.
Great. And you're still doing.
The Facebook page is up.
I'm sorry.
Doing the interviews. Yes.
You have the YouTube channel, right?
Yes. Yep.
And that's the same thing. Or is that what you just said?
Correct. That is the same thing.
That's the exact same thing. All right. I was looking at the videos yesterday. I didn't realize how many of those you had up. You had a former baseball.
I have some great interviews coming up too.
Oh, you're still doing it. So how do you do that every week?
Well, here's the thing. Because everybody was stressed over the politics and elections and all of this stuff, and the summer, August, I said, nobody's going to watch right now. Let's all go outside and enjoy this one month that we have and give people a break.
Yep.
So I still recorded the interviews and I'm going to start airing them now again.
Okay, great.
So the season took a break.
Exactly. Summer vacation.
Yes.
Summer hiatus.
But still enjoy it, even if it's cold outside, because somebody said to me, it's not the weather. It's if you dress appropriately, you will never be cold.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
There you go.
Now, are you going to hike a mountain in the winter?
Well, I'm crazy, but not that crazy. But I did. Everybody kept asking me, so what's next? What's next? And I go, I don't know. Maybe I'm retiring my poles. And I said, I can't retire. So one of Shen's athletic coaches, Coach Hogan, he asked if I would join them. He took the students to Prospect Mountain 2 days ago to watch the moon, the harvest moon
for
October. And I said to my daughter, I'm going to go. I can't say no. I'm a 46er. I have to go. So I
That's
did.
Great.
And it was great. It was perfect weather. It was not cold. And then as we finished and we got to the car, it started raining. So it was perfect.
That's great. To get your kids involved as well. Amazing. Well, thank you very, very much. And great connecting again.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Paula. Thanks once again to Paula Fidalgo. Great guest and some great information. I hope you try out a few of her suggestions. They're really good ones.
The top talent quote.
And I will end with today's talent quote. I don't really know who said this. I just happened to see this on Pinterest. It really ties into what Paula was talking about in a way. Remember that your greatest talent is so much more powerful than your biggest fear. I like that. You like that? Go out, conquer your talent, don't be fearful, and join me for the next Top Talent Podcast. Thanks very much. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to post these podcasts every 2 weeks. I call it Top Talent Tuesday, so you remember to tune in on Tuesdays, or at least go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and take a look for it. Well, if you subscribe to it, you don't have to take a look for it because it will show up right in your little phone. So if you can do that, I'd appreciate it. I will see you next time on
Top Talent.